So you're hiking around, driving, or going about your day when suddenly you find what appears to be an injured animal. It could be a wounded bird, a partially run over small animal, or just be any creature which appears to be injured. Before you do anything, stop. This is the ultimate guide for what you should do if you find an injured wildlife animal. The first step is just to observe. Look around and observe the environment. If you're hiking, there may be predators nearby. And if the animal is on the road, then it might not be safe to do anything for you or the creature. Some wild animals, such as baby bears, might actually have their mother nearby, and they would attack you if you were to touch the wild animal. This also happens with deer, for example, where the mother might run away and be doing something, and the animal appears to be crying and sad, which actually has happened, and there are YouTube videos of this, but actually the mother will return in due time. So you don't want to do anything like scare or harm the animal or move it to a different location because this might actually harm it long term. When in doubt, it's always better to leave the wild creature as it is and call a professional to handle the situation. If you're hiking or out in nature, then it especially might be best to leave things as they are. We humans live in a very isolated world where things are nice and much more safer for us, but it's easy to forget that in the wild, things can sometimes be a bit cruel, especially when it comes to animals eating other animals. And anyways, dealing with a wild animal improperly could harm the animal more or just get you hurt or sick. The most important part of the observation process is to observe the animal itself. Is it sick, angry, in terror? What is the animal itself doing? For example, some wild animals will play dead when they feel threatened, so it might not be a good idea to touch it because it might actually end up attacking you. Many wild creatures, if they are injured, will also be in a state of terror, and so when you come over to help them, they can't really see the smile on your face. They can't really see that you have good intentions, so approaching them could just scare them, which would release more adrenaline and prevent them from healing and relaxing, but more importantly, they could end up attacking you because they feel like you're there to try and eat them. The second step here, if you are certain that the wild animal is injured and that it's safe, is to clear the area of immediate danger. So you don't want to touch or approach the wild creature just yet. You need to make sure the area around is safe. For example, that there aren't predators or hazards that could harm you or the creature. Big example of this would be, like I said, baby bears. If the mother is nearby, then approaching what appears to be an injured bear, even if it's actually injured, could prove fatal for you. Or if it's a wild animal which is injured in an urban environment or on the road, approaching it could lead to you getting hurt. The third and basically final step here is to call a wildlife professional. You see, there are so many different nuances when it comes to each wildlife creature. Each one has to be handled differently, and we would have to write an entire blog post and video and podcast for every single creature so that way you knew what to do. For example, if an animal has been slightly run over or injured in some way, you might have to touch it in a certain way different from what you would touch another wildlife creature. Other wildlife creatures should not be approached at all. There are just so many little nuances when it comes to it that you need to call a wildlife professional. The wildlife professional may give you the clear to approach the wild animal, and like we said earlier, you should only do so after it's been validated that the wild creature will not attack or harm you and that the area is safe. And if you do approach a wild creature, you need to use very thick gloves to protect you from potential bites and scratches, and even more importantly, potential diseases which they could pass on to you. If you are bit, scratched, or attacked by a wildlife creature, even if it's injured and even if it appears nice, it's important that you go to a hospital immediately as this could transmit rabies or another deadly disease to you. With rabies, for example, you won't notice symptoms usually until it's too late, in which case you could potentially die from having it transmitted to you. So in short, if you see a wildlife creature, if you want to help, make sure that the area around the wildlife creature is secure. Make sure there are no predators or hazards or threats, but don't approach the creature just yet. If it has broken bones or it's injured in some way, going up and touching it could actually be extremely harmful for it. Not to mention it could be terrified of you, and it could potentially attack you, or just lead to nothing really good happening. Once the area is secure, you're going to want to call a wildlife professional, and they're going to either come out and handle the situation for you, or they're going to tell you exactly what you need to do. And in any case, make sure that you have a lot of protection, such as very thick gloves, in the event that the wildlife creature does attempt to scratch or bite you. Thank you so much for listening to this right here. If you are in this situation right now, give us a call at 855-WILDLIFE. Again, that's 855-WILDLIFE. Or you can visit us at www.wildlifexteam.com. We have a live chat assistant there and also some phone numbers. So you can contact us if you have any questions regarding wildlife creatures, and we'll be sure to help you out. Thank you so much for listening to this right here. I hope you enjoyed, and I will see you later. Have a great day.
They're out there looking for a home, and they found one. Yours. They want that cozy place in your attic or under your foundation. Give them enough time, and you'll be paying big bucks to fix their damage. Wildlife X Team specializes in removal and prevention of wildlife infestation, responsibly and professionally. Wildlife X Team has earned the top-rated award from Home Advisors because they're experts at what they do. Just one call, and they're gone. 855-WILDLIFE or wildlifexteam.com.